You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
We've got the Nationals candidate for Nicholls on the line, Sam Birrell. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Terry. How are you going?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for joining us. I know you're being pulled in about 1,000 different directions at the moment. As you know, I've got Darren Linton of the Shepherd News with me and Anthony Brophy. How are you feeling?
That's such a hard question.
It's not a hard question, Sam. How you doing?
I'm good. Look, things are looking really positive for us, and apparently there's a fair bit of confidence here. I don't really want to claim anything yet, but apparently things are looking good. I'm feeling okay, but it's the culmination of such an intense period of my life and such hard work. So, it's an interesting mix of emotions.
Sam, you sort of went a bit dark or a bit quiet over the last week or so. What was your feeling about how the campaign panned out?
I'm proud of what we did. I'm proud of the way I ran. I'm proud of, I ran on Drummy's record and my record at the Committee for Greater Shepparton and before that as a community person and what I believe we can do in the future. And that was my focus. So I feel good. I feel the voters have rewarded us for what Damien did and for what the faith that they can put in me.
How do you feel about being possibly a National Party MP under a Labor government?
Oh, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I've always had the ability to work with all sorts of people. I think my record at the committee reflects that. I'm not one of those. You know, there's people who go into politics who are or become haters and are motivated by their hatred of the other side. I think most people know that's not me. I'm just trying to get outcomes for people, and a lot of people who go into parliament try to get outcomes for people, and I'll work with them. Hopefully. You know, but having said that, I believe in the coalition, and if we are out of government, hopefully we can get into government again in the future, and I can be part of that, and that we can, you know, we can use that position in government in the future to deliver the things that this region needs.
Sam Brophy here. Well done on the campaign. I'm obviously with your followers and your supporters there tonight, and we had a report early on from another correspondent who said the mood was a little bit down early on, but it's obviously picked up now as more of the booths have come in.
Yeah, it has, bro. I mean, as you guys all know, this is my first radio, so I don't really know what to expect as booths come in. I'm not an expert, but. Naturally, when your future's on the, look, you know, as you guys all know, I resigned my job last year, and I put everything on the line for this, and it's just not about me, but for the community and for me, you become very anxious, and I have been anxious tonight, but yeah, the mood has picked up because people are telling me it's more likely that I'm going to win the seat. It's feeling better than it was. Yeah, you're right.
Sam, looking at it, we've got 72 of the 75 polling places returned, and maybe your scrutineers might be able to fill in the gaps there. And there's still the pre-polls and the postals to come. We suspect that perhaps that Rob will appear fairly strongly with those first preferences there, but once they do the two-party preferred, that it'll swim back pretty much as it is perhaps currently at the moment. You've got a percentage of maybe 4% ahead at the moment. Is that how you're feeling, the way that it'll pan out? Is that what your experts there are telling you?
You know, bro, I've been so busy doing interviews that I haven't had a chance to look at the numbers as you and I might if we were just sitting quietly at, you know, in a place.
Mm-hmm.
My experts are telling me that there are a number of scenarios, and I'm not claiming anything yet, But all, under all the scenarios, things are looking positive for us.
How much of a toll is it taking on you, Sam? I mean, you mentioned you mentioned that you'd been anxious. I know we've talked a lot during the campaign, both on and off the record, and we've discussed the difference between a healthy and an unhealthy level of anxiety or paranoia. Has it been tough?
Yeah, it has, Darren. It's been really tough. As you know, we've talked. It's been tough. Steve Brooks is a wonderful individual who I hadn't met before this election campaign. I disagreed with some of his characterisations of me, but he's a wonderful person. Rob Priestley's an old friend, and that made things very difficult amongst a group of people and friends in Shepparton. But I think everyone handled themselves well, generally. So if you think about, Darren, the normal anxiety that people go through in a political campaign and just throw that sort of those personal relationships into it, that's what made it hardest for me. But I believe what I was doing was right, which is that, you know, the best way that politics in Australia gets better is for people with good hearts and good intentions to get involved in major political parties and become, you know, and work from within to improve. Rob obviously thought, you know, let's sort of throw the system down a bit, and I respect him, but I think my way is more constructive. It's been tough. It's really been tough emotionally, physically and mentally. I won't lie to you about that. I'm a sharer, as I say to many people, and more men should be sharers, but it's been tough.
And how'd you enjoy the beer with them after the close of the polls?
You heard about that.
Brooksy mentioned the hookup at the Terminus.
It was wonderful.
That's good to see. It's actually good to see. Refreshing.
It was so nice. I like Rob so much, and since I've met Steve Brooks, I mean, what a great candidate, what a great person, and you know, and there was no animosity. It was just a lovely moment between three people, and I hope it won't be the last either.
Sam, have you spoken to Rob since results have been coming in?
No, I haven't.
What would you say to him now?
We still don't know anything.
There's still 50% of the vote to come in.
I'm sure you could still find something to say to him.
There's nothing to say. I mean, look, when I say nothing to say, I'll talk to Rob anytime because he's a friend, and then we'll talk a lot about all sorts of things. But I'm sure he's not conceding, and I'm not claiming. So we'll just wait and see. Wait and see what happens.
Are you going to fall in a heap soon, or what's the plan?
It's hard to know. You know, this experience tests your emotions in ways that you don't expect. I thought I'd be really nervous this morning, and I wasn't. I just woke up and I was positive, and I thought, I've done everything I can. I've done my best. I've tried really hard, and it's now in the hands of the voters, and they're the ones who have the right to decide this. And so I was quite relaxed this morning. And I'm feeling that way now. And I just am... Sorry. Thank you so much. I've got some supporters. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't think I'll... But you don't know what will happen to you. I don't think I'll fall in a heap. I just think I'll be very reflective. I'll need to take some time. Let's assume I win. I need to take some time out to refresh and care for my family because they've been neglected a bit and they've been wonderful.
And you won't have a lot of time, Sam, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, there is time. And
it's tomorrow.
I need it. And then... Just reflect on what's next, and And focus on, you know, the most important thing is just making sure the people get looked after. That's the main thing.
So I understand what you're saying about not claiming anything yet, but you must have to think about the prospect that you are going, you know, you may be going to Canberra.
Yeah.
How does that kind of blow your mind a bit, or are you thinking, yeah, I'm ready for this?
Oh, no, I got that in my head when I decided to run, that I could win and I could be going to Canberra. And so I, you know, you never can, I never counted any chickens before they were hatched, but I consulted with my family. Do you really want me to go for this? Because, you know, I could win and I could have a job in Canberra and takes me away. And, no, I'll be ready for it. I'll be ready for it, absolutely.
And a really important question, Sam. Midway through the campaign, you made the sensational claim that every different you were training with a different football club every week, which I think was a great way of campaigning, but you also laid claim to the fact that no side you trained with had lost. Did you maintain a perfect record?
You know what? I haven't been able to keep up with the football records, but at the time that I made that comment to you, Darren, I was correct. In that Katandra and Marupna had not lost since I had trained with them. So let's just... Now, whether they have since then, I'm not sure, but...
I should mention that my comment was, that's because you only trained with them.
I can see that, too, that I didn't play. I was asked to play in the seconds, but, yeah, I could see the Shep News running a headline of Nat's candidate knocked out of the campaign and knocked out. So I didn't really want to put myself in that position.
Now, you should resist, I think, Senator Bridget McKenzie's urgings for you to join the Parliamentary Shooting Club. There's all sorts of friendship groups and so forth in Parliament. You will be taking your guitar, should you go, will you?
Yeah, Let's just talk about a wonderful old Prime Minister on the opposite side of the political fence to me, who said that the arts were really important and that not everyone in Canberra got it, Paul Keating. I'll be taking my guitar and music is going to be a great, I think, leveller, connector and something that can bring everyone together. So, the guitar will be part of the kit if I happen to go.
Perhaps pop-up gigs will become part of national party campaigns all over the country in future.
Why not?
Maybe a backbenching busker.
Maybe.
I'd just be making sure you were next to the person you were most politically opposed to in the Parliament and set up a kicking PA system and annoy the hell out of them at 3 o'clock.
Anyway, we are getting a bit ahead of ourselves here. I'm sure Sam realises that.
I think you could be right, Terry. I'm going to need to wander back into these...
Really? You've got people to see? Places to go? I'm shocked. We're shocked.
But 1FM is very important to me, as you guys know, and...
You've always been a regular. We always appreciate that, Sam. Well done on the campaign, and hope to get an update soon. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks very much, guys.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.